Many of us heat our homes with fuel oil, and that happens to be very similar to kerosene, which is a bit more refined. We might remember it fondly from camping trips and kerosene lanterns. And some people do use kerosene for winter fuel because it does not gel in outdoor fuel lines in very cold weather. Kerosene is also what gets us around, because jetliner fuel is kerosene. It's relatively cheap, and large jets need cheap because the 747's wings hold enough fuel to fill an Olympic swimming pool. That's why outdoors, big airports smell like burning kerosene. Believe it or not, all this connects with outer space. Many rockets, including those in the Mercury program, burned kerosene mixed with liquid oxygen. The idea was the brainchild of Russia's Konstantin Tchaikovsky, who recommended kerosene for space travel about a century ago. When we went to the moon in the Apollo program, the wonderful Saturn V rocket that got us there used five first-stage F1 engines, each more powerful than any previous entire rocket ever built, and these burned ordinary kerosene. That's right, humans went to the moon powered by smelly kerosene. Lots of it. Those F1 engines together went through 7.5 tons of fuel per second. Getting so much kerosene sprayed at once required a big fuel pump with an astonishing 65,000 horsepower. Imagine, your car's entire engine is probably around 200 horsepower, and here's a mere fuel pump with 65,000. Wernher von Braun and his friends did not mess around. And these days, most of the world's rockets still use kerosene to launch satellites. This soliloquy to kerosene resembles the famous Ode to Kerosene written long ago by Keats. You can't blame him for feeling romantic about that special liquidy hydrocarbon. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.